Democrat Whip Clark's transgender 23-year-old gets probation for assault on Boston cop. By Ashley Oliver on May 4, 2023. The case against Jared Riley Dowell, who was charged in January with assaulting a police officer and vandalizing a monument, is set to be dismissed within 1 year, according to a Boston municipal court judge. Dowell, the transgender child of House Minority Whip Catherine Clark, DMA, is required by the court to write a letter of apology to the injured officer, complete 30 hours of community service, and pay the city back for vandalism cleanup within the one-year time frame, the Boston Globe reported. Dowell pleaded not guilty to multiple charges after being arrested in January at an anti-police protest in the Boston Common. During the protest, police discovered Dowell spray-painting the historic Parkman bandstand with the acronym ACOB, which stands for All Cops Are Bastards, and No Cop City, according to the Boston Police Department. A police report stated officers had encountered a roughly 20-person group of protesters in the common, including Dowell, who was dressed in a black ski mask. Dowell attempted to flee from an officer by violently flailing his arms, striking the officer, the report stated, noting the officer was later seen bleeding from his nose and mouth and evaluated at a hospital. Dowell has already written the apology letter to the assaulted officer, the Suffolk District Attorney's Office told the Globe. Dismissal of the case is contingent on Dowell's completion of the letter, community service, and compensation to the city, as well as the continuation of therapy and completion of a community-based program, the Globe reported. Clark, the number two Democrat in the House, acknowledged in January that her daughter, who in recent years has been going by the name Riley, had been arrested. The police referred to Dowell, a man living as a transgender woman, by the name Jared. Last night, my daughter was arrested in Boston, Massachusetts. I love Riley, and this is a very difficult time in the cycle of joy and pain in parenting, Clark wrote at the time. This will be evaluated by the legal system, and I am confident in that process. The incident had first been brought to light by an anonymous social media account called Antifa Watch, which monitors the activity of the far-left and sometimes violent anti-fascist movement Antifa. Clark on her official Instagram page follows the account re_lay_99, a username that includes the birth year of Dowell and displays the pronouns she/a. re_lay_99 is, as of the time of this publishing, promoting a single link, Anarchy for the Girls. The link opens to a set of links about insurrection anarchy, anarchy and violence, and anarcho-syndicalism, theory and practice. Write to Ashley Oliver at oliver@breitbart.com. Follow her on Twitter at @asholiver.